Fiji's Electoral Commission has confirmed that incumbent leader Frank Bainimarama has been returned with a very slim majority after the election held amid torrential rain last week. The instigator of the 2006 coup again received the bulk of his Fiji First Party's votes, carrying them over the line to a 50.02% majority. But his personal popularity was halved compared to the 2014 election, meaning his party lost five seats to the main opposition, SADALPA Party, led by the original coup leader, Seteveni Rambuka. Now, our reporter Alex Perrottet caught up with Frank Bainimarama earlier today, very early in fact, and he joins me in the studio now. Alex, before we get to that interview, what are we seeing in these results?
Bulla, Lisa. What we're seeing is something that will definitely be a huge disappointment to Frank Bainimarama and his team. Frank Bainimarama was a very uniting figure at the last election. Since the coup in 2006, he put a lot of development, particularly in rural areas in Fiji. He was rewarded for that with a landslide victory back in 2014. This is a very different set of circumstances. He's blamed the weather at first, but basically they've lost a fair bit of support. There was torrential rain. Voters did have a chance to vote again, though, on Saturday for the ones who wanted to go to the polling booths that were washed out on Wednesday. So there's a very small party, NFP, that's the National Federation Party. They've got three, but SADALPA, Seteveni Rambuka's party, did very well, gained a fair bit more. So what you've got is quite a strong opposition now in the parliament with Fiji First, that's Frank Bainimarama's party, having a three-seat majority in the House.
Makes for a more interesting parliament, for sure. So Frank Bainimarama has been in New Zealand over the weekend, and you managed to track him down before he left?
Yeah, so he arrived very late on Friday night with his family. A day before the election, so last Tuesday morning, his brother, 61-year-old Ratu Sevenaya Laua Bainimarama, died. He actually lived up in the Bay of Islands. He was a jazz musician, so that was very sudden. Pretty tough for Frank Bainimarama to go through the election day knowing your brother's just passed away. So he arrived very late on Friday night. The funeral was held in Albany on Auckland's North Shore on Saturday, and then he left very early this morning. No one really likes being disturbed at 3 a.m. at the airport, but we have put multiple requests for interviews through to Frank Bainimarama and been knocked back. So he was there this morning. I happened to be there as well and put a few questions to him.
My party has won the confidence of the people of Fiji. So,
are you concerned about the drop in popularity compared to the last election?
Well, there was a lot of people that didn't turn up for to come and vote because of the weather. So I can understand that.
So what were the concerns this time about with the election with people in Fiji? What do you think the main concerns
were? Well, I guess mainly it's the weather.
And are you looking forward to working with Mr. Rambuka in the parliament?
Well, he'll be part of the opposition, so he'll be in parliament.
Okay. And what do you think are the main concerns for Fijians moving forward after this election?
Well, nothing really.
There's not any sort of major, policies that you want to work forward in this coming...
We have our own policies. We've got our manifesto out, so we'll go along with that.
What about the future of your party moving forward? You carry the great bulk of the votes for your party. If you look at that compared to SADALPA, they have their votes kind of more spread out. Are you concerned about your party once you move on from politics?
No.
Do you think they'll be as strong as they are now?
Yeah.
Who's going to carry the main votes in your party?
I'll be here until I decide otherwise.
Sure. But once you move on from
politics...
Wow, Alex, that came to a bit of an abrupt end. What was going on?
Oh, there was someone behind me with a trolley, and he used that opportunity. He actually hit my arm, as he can tend to do with the journalists sometimes, get a bit forceful, and he used that opportunity with me distracted to sort of scoot away. So, as I said, no one likes being doorstopped like that, but it's very hard to get through to him normally. So, we thought it was important to put those questions to him.
Interestingly, he points to the weather as the reason for the drop in his vote.
Yeah, as I was saying, like the number of polling booths were washed out on the day. We had our reporter Sally Round there as well as Corey Hawkins, and they were reporting that all those people got a chance to vote on Saturday. That's why the election result was only really delivered yesterday. And so the overall turnout was down 12.5% to 72%. It was 84% back in 2014.
And so what next in Fiji? The closer result, does it mean that things are going to play out any differently in Parliament?
I think it'll look more or less the same, but I think like anywhere, like he said at some stage this morning, that the Fiji will be strengthened by a good opposition, as is the case in any other country. In the last term, Fiji still had its democracy training wheels on. There were people taken in for questioning. This is 2 years after the actual democratic election, and they were people that just were political leaders, trade union leaders that were trying to have political meetings, but they didn't have the right permissions from police. Yeah. So things like that. And Frank Bainimarama at the time made no apologies for those things. So they've been working towards having a more open and transparent democracy. It'll be a wait and see approach, really, to see what happens. Already, Sitivenirambuka has said, really, the coup leaders need to move on. That's himself as well as Frank Bainimarama. So they might not have a choice at the next election. Going on the numbers that are dropping for Frank Bainimarama, they might be voted out at the next election in 4 years' time. Who knows?
Thanks, Alex. That is Alex Perrottet, who managed to get that interview, exclusive interview with Frank Bainimarama, who has been, well, reinstated in Fiji after the election. And that was very early in the morning, about 3 o'clock. So Alex might need to go and have a little bit of a wee nap, Alex?